Hi there, Idaho Matters podcast listeners. We've been noticing lately that a lot of you listen to the show in podcast form, and I really want to say thank you for that. And we think it's great, and we actually want to know you a little bit better. So will you do me a favor? I'm hoping you'll fill out a survey. Just go to boisestatepublicradio.org/podcast survey. The reason why we're doing this is we want to make a case that podcasts need to keep happening here on Boise State Public Radio. So again, go to boisestatepublicradio.org/podcast survey and take that survey. Thanks so much.
It's tough.
You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. In the United States, a person dies from oral cancer every hour of every day. And about 50,000 people are diagnosed every year with this disease. This is all according to the American Cancer Association. Now, to make matters worse, of newly diagnosed patients, only about 60% will live longer than 5 years. That's because this cancer is typically diagnosed late in its development. There is some good news, though. Going to the dentist on a regular basis can make early detection possible. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this is Heather Brown, Director of Oral Health at Delta Dental of Idaho. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Gemma.
So first off, explain what oral cancer is, because does it encompass a couple of types of cancer?
Actually, oral cancer, it's in your mouth. It's also in your throat. It can be on your lips, because that's a type of oral cancer. Mm-hmm. And basically, it's cells that just over-replicate and they don't die off and then they build up. And so cancer can form that way.
And we're actually seeing more cases of oral cancer, are we not? And in younger people.
Yes. Yeah, so there's something called the human papillomavirus, mm-hmm. and there is a vaccine for it. Children should be vaccinated by the time they're 15 years old. And unfortunately, it's a sexually related virus. Mm-hmm. And so the vaccine it helps to eliminate that. The thing about oral cancer and human papillomavirus is that you don't really see the effects of it till they're in their late 20s and early 30s. And that's when it actually will show up. So the vaccine is really, really important.
Because it used to be that if you were a smoker, if you mm-hmm. were a tobacco user,
right.
there, you know, it was like, I mean, of course, that's one way to prevent
sure.
it. But what medical professionals are starting to see and link mm-hmm. is the HPV virus then causing this cancer. And if you have kids, I'm a little kid, you might want to turn the radio off very quickly for a moment, because we're going to get a little bit graphic here. But HPV, how it is spread, it is through sexual contact orally.
Correct.
And then that virus gets into your mouth, your throat.
Mm-hmm. Into your system. And a virus lives in your nervous system. And, we all have viruses that live in our system. Some people can get a cold sore. That's a virus, but that's in your body. It can lay dormant until something, you know, stress or the sun or something will bring that cold sore out.
Mm-hmm.
And some people have it and never, you know, rears its ugly head. Right. But, and the same with the HPV. It's human papilloma. It's a virus. It lives in your nervous system. And it does present its ugly head probably late 20s. So a lot of times it was never really considered to be something that was brought on early.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so young children, 11, 12, 13, up until the age of 15, the vaccine is for you. But after that, you have to be really careful. And it's a sexually transmitted disease.
Right. And to get that vaccine younger is because that is normally when children are not yet sexually active. In Idaho, are we seeing more cases of oral cancers?
This year in Idaho, we're going to see about 250 to 300 more cases. And so that's been a growing number. And it doesn't sound like a lot. Oh, it's 250, 300. But if it's you, it is a lot.
Right.
And if it's something that could be eliminated or, you know, not happen in the first place, then I think that's really important.
I'm speaking with Heather Brown. She's the Director of Oral Health at Delta Dental of Idaho. Talk to me about what some of the symptoms are for oral cancers.
Yes. So some of the symptoms are just you can open your mouth. There can be a white lesion. It looks like a rough area on your tongue. It could be on your cheek. It could be under your tongue. It doesn't necessarily cause pain. There can be red patches. There can be your teeth can become loose. You can have ear pain. Yeah, your teeth can become loose with no reason why. Right? Ear pain, difficulty swallowing, things like that. And you have to pay attention to those things. And really, if you're seeing your doctor or your dentist twice a year, then that's really where they should be diagnosing these things.
Okay, so talk to me about that. Because as we know, standard of care, you should see your doctor every 6 months for a cleaning. And that could actually help diagnose this cancer early.
Absolutely. The sooner that it's diagnosed, the better. Like you had mentioned, you know, when we first came on, that, you know, the later it's diagnosed, the outcome probably is not as good. And what I teach people is, you know, I've been to my medical physician all my life, but he's never actually said, hey, let's do an oral cancer screening. And that's not what they're there to do. But your dentist is, and this is really important. And I wanted to throw this in there. I hear people say all the time, oh, I have dentures, so I don't go to the dentist, or I don't, I'm not going to get oral cancer. And I'm like, well, you have a mouth and a tongue and a throat. And so you can. So it's really, really important that you're also getting an oral cancer screening at your dental office.
Is this something that you should be asking your dentist to do, or is it part of their common practice?
So it should be part of the exam that the hygienist does, that the dentist does, whether it does happen or not. That depends on each office. But what I teach people is sound really smart and educated and ask for it. And they'll be like, oh,
okay,
you know, yeah, I got to do this. It only takes about a minute and it should be done every single time you're there.
So describe to me what it would look like, because maybe you're getting it done. You go to the dentist and you don't even know.
Yeah, that's true. So this is interesting. So I teach people they should be feeling the back of your neck. Like we have nodes there. They should be feeling the front of your neck, the throat. They should be pushing on the floor of your mouth, squeezing your cheek tissue. It should feel odd and you should be like, what the heck are you doing?
Oh, is that when they come in and they're like touching your throat like this and they're doing... Okay.
And they should pull
your
tongue out.
Well, my dentist does that. Okay.
Well, there you go.
But...
It's important.
It's important. And if it's that every 6 months, because I would think it would be similar to other cancers. Like taking, for example, you know, women getting their annual exam.
Absolutely.
Done. You just... Is it also like a... What would be the word? Kind of a baseline if you're going on a regular basis.
Oh, sure. You know, and a lot of dental offices now, they take photographs, they take different types of x-rays. So they have a baseline of what you look like. And a lot of times what I teach people is that something on both sides, on the right and the left, is probably normal. Something
shows up. Because you know everyone's going to open their mouth.
I know,
they're
going to
go home and they're going to see something white in their mouth and we freak them out.
I hope they do.
Yeah.
I hope they do. You know how we can do breast cancer checks for ourselves? Well, you can do an oral cancer screening on yourself. If you see something that's, I say, bilateral,
it's only on one side,
then you should probably take a look at it or have somebody look at it. It's really, really, really important. And the sooner it's caught, it's so much better and easier to deal with.
So this isn't, because what we, you know, in the beginning we talked about how this so often is caught late. So then your chances of recovering from this are not good. But that doesn't have to be the case.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. If you're going to your dentist at least twice a year, and you know, I don't want to say this, but at least once a year, go have it checked, especially if you're smoking and you drink and you vape. That's really important that your dentist knows about those things. But the sooner it's caught, the better and the easier it is to treat, which is really important.
So talk to me about some of the things that people could be doing to maybe help better their chances of not getting this.
Well, I always tell people to wear sunscreen on their face and also like a chapstick that has SPF in it, a 15 or higher. Making sure you're, you know, doing everything in moderation. So
okay.
I don't ever tell people, well, I don't think people should smoke, but you know what? I'm not a judge. I do bad things too. So not that it's bad, but anyway, so just limiting.
But if you can
quit
smoking, you should, or using tobacco products.
Absolutely. Thank you for saving me there.
You are more than welcome. And then I read something too about drinking alcohol.
Yeah.
And let's talk about, because you know what? Let's talk about that in moderation, shall we?
There you go. Okay. So here's the deal. Smoking's one thing, drinking is another. Doing the two together, that actually can make it worse.
Really?
Yes. So, and as we age, anyone over the age of 45, we should be kind of careful about doing those two things together. It just exacerbates the issue.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. So, and then, you know, we have vaping now. And
are you seeing that playing a part in it too? Because that is nicotine.
Yeah, it is nicotine. You know what? It's so new, sadly, that there aren't a whole lot of studies. But I got to tell you, I can't imagine that it's not worse than drinking and smoking together, probably, mm-hmm. because we really don't know the chemical effects that's taking place.
But again, it goes back to, you know, going to your dentist. I mean, this really could save your life. And I think
Absolutely.
Sometimes we don't think about cancer dentist. I mean, we think about cancer doctor,
sure,
but
sure.
not dentist.
Yeah, and what's really simple is if they see something in the dental office, each time you're in for your cleaning, it takes a minute, like I said, they can just do a simple swab test or a really tiny biopsy, or they can actually refer you to an oral surgeon mm-hmm. who might do something a little bit more extensive. But in all, I myself have done several just swab tests on people's tissue, and they put it in a little vial and they send it off. It's not that difficult and it's not that obtrusive. So it's really important.
And it's just critical to get done.
Absolutely.
I want to thank you for coming in today and talking about this. My guest today has been Heather Brown, Director of Oral Health at Delta Dental of Idaho. Good to have you in.
Thank you.